You're listening to WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. I'm Lucy Melman. Sorry if you heard any kind of noise of aux. I think aux might have been left on, so if you heard any kind of loud noise of connecting or disconnecting, sorry about that. But yes, I am glad to be here in the studio on a rainy Monday in Somerville, Massachusetts. Still getting used to the rainy days, being someone from Southern California, but they're nice, and I think I'm really liking them. But let's get started with the show. This first song is Seaweed by It Looks Sad. So that was Seaweed by It Looks Sad, and this next song is Since I Left You by The Avalanches. Classic, really, really great, interesting song. The amount of things that they sampled is, like, crazy. And I've heard that it was a logistical nightmare to get this song released as a result. I guess plug for my friend has a show on samples. I think it's 11 or 12 tonight, Ethan. Check that out, though, if you're interested in more samples and sampling of songs. But this is The Avalanches, Since I Left You. Music video is really great for it, too, so highly recommend.
Thank you.
All right, that was Since I Left You by The Avalanches, and this next song is Birthday by The Sugar Cubes. For anyone who doesn't know, this is Bjork's band of the 80s. I think this album came out in like 88 maybe, but really, really great album, really great song. Obviously, super weird Bjork vocals, which is, you know, a given in any Bjork song, anything Bjork touches. My dog used to love this one, which like sounds weird, but I would play it, and I think that he just, like, I don't know, he would, like, get really excited by it, which sounds weird. I don't really know why, or maybe I was just really into it, but, yeah, I think that he used to really like this one, so, I mean, I like this one, too, so it's a good choice to like, I guess, but this is Birthday by the Sugar Cubes. So as I'm enjoying this rainy day in Medford, Massachusetts, you know, in October, almost November now, it reminds me of the complete opposite, which was Oregon. The summer after my freshman year of college, during the summer, for those of you who don't know, Oregon rains about 9 months of the year, and then it's really hot and sunny out for the 3 months of the summer. So my dad lives up there, so I go and visit a lot. And that summer after freshman year, I actually did a radio. I did my radio show with him remotely, which was interesting. It was great to do it with him. But I was there the entire summer, and it's just very different from what's going on right now with the weather. But it also reminded me of this day that my brother and I just drove around looking to go meet people from Craigslist, which sounds really weird, but he was about to embark on this super long bike ride. My brother biked down from the very top of Oregon, which is like almost Washington, all the way down to where my hometown is in Southern California, and just biked straight for a month, camped like on, you know, wherever you could find like parks and beaches and whatnot. But yeah, I remember like driving around this entire day, maybe a day or two before he left, just looking for like all this stuff that he like needed, that he already had a lot of material, but just like some other stuff he needed. And all right, probably some kind of flash flood warning, I would imagine. That's my guess, at least. cool. I don't know. Hope everyone's all right. Anyway, this song just reminds me of him. This is Instant Hit by The Slits. Well, did you guys hear that, too? That was, like the Amber Alert. That was not just, like, in the studio, I would imagine. Like, I feel like it would be crazy if it was just in the studio and then no one knew why I was pausing. But anyway, this is Instant Hit by The Slits for my brother Jack, who played this while we were trying to look for all the gear he needed for a month-long bike ride.
I felt bad. because I know what it's like to be into someone and them not into you, and it hurts a little bit, depending on how much you want to be with them. If I start to feel bad long enough, then I'm like, wait a minute, like, there's so many other people that people can be with. Like, it's not just, like, that's a part of it. Like, it's fine. Like, this is something that just happens.
Every time I catch a first sight, and I think that I need you in my life.
most of my life, it's just been like, oh, if you love someone, you're in a relationship with them, and then you're together until something goes bad, and then you try to find another person. That's what love, romantic love and relationships has to be. I'm just starting to feel like there's other ways to love people.
That was TC Superstars, Into You. Next, I have my long-awaited Grams dedication. Grams, I think you're tuned in. I think you're at work right now. I do a dedication for my grandmother each and every week, and this week is no different. So every week, I play a song that I think that she would like, or maybe just one that makes me think of her. The criteria is like pretty loose on like what counts as a Grams dedication. Sometimes it's like, oh, I know she likes this song or artist. Or sometimes I just like a song and I'm like, oh, I want to play this for Grams. But Grams, this week I picked a song I picked last week as well. Because you told me that you had difficulty tuning in last week. So I'm going to repeat it. I hope that's okay with you and everyone else who listened in. But this is I Got You by Sonny and Cher. Because I know that you love Cher, Gramsy. Mom told me that you guys went to go see a concert a couple years back, and had a really good time. She said it was a lot of fun. But yeah, this one's for you. This is I Got You, Babe. I don't know why it took me a sec to get out, but this is I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher. Love you so much, Gramsy, and I hope you like this one.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Alright, Gramsy, I hope you liked that one. But that's not the only one I played last week, so I'm going to play you the other dedication I also had for you last week. if you thought that that song was corny, which you just told me you did, you little stinker, I am going to play more corny music for you, Ramsey, so get ready for it. This is You and Me by Penny and the Quarters. That was You and Me by Penny and the Quarters. And this next one is one that I think you like this one, Gramsy. But I have also played this one for my mom as well, because my mom loves this song. And she has a lyric that she always sings, like, from the song too, that she loves so much. It's the it's this lyric that's like, "What's this? Is that him?" Something like that. And then it goes, "Oh Christ, I think he's even combed his hair," because it's talking about this like guy in love. And my mom always sings that part and loves it. So this is for my mom, who might be at work at the moment, hard at work, so maybe isn't tuning in. And also for you, Gramsy, who I know is also at work, but is tuning in. So this is Ricky Lee Jones, Chuck E's In Love.
Chuck E's in love. here no more. But I tell you what, I saw him. He was sitting behind us down at the Pentatus.
That was Chucky's In Love by Ricky Lee Jones, and this next one is for my dear friend Hannah Lolly. This is God Star by Psychic TV.
Thank you. John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Some may say it's all coming together as I shuffle around to whatever.
Alright, so that was Odds of Forever by The Greeting Committee, and before that was Godstar by Psychic TV, but in between those two songs was a PSA, because I know that people, you know, really kill for a PSA, more so the FCC makes me play a PSA. I guess not them directly, but like I'm supposed to do it based on their guidelines. This next song is Out on the Weekend by Neil Young.
Thank you.
All right, that was Neil Young's Out on the Weekend. And this next song, I'm trying to decide. Okay, I'll play this one, and then I'll probably play another one or two after this. This is Straight Lines by Chopin.
I tried to tell you, but you never had the time. They're playing to the river while I'm hearing this goodbye. I gave him what he wanted. I gave him what was mine. I gave him what he wanted. I gave him what was mine. My life, my love, my mind. I gave him what was mine. I gave him what he wanted.
Alright, I think that's going to be my last song, because we're coming up at 1:57, and I think because I started, I think I said this last time, I started doing the radio over COVID, and we would, like, get out of the studio, like, 5 minutes early is when you would try to end your show to make sure that person could, like, come in and get set up, and, like, you'd almost, like, not have any contact with them. So I'm still kind of used to that. Like, I'm not quite used to going up to the hour. I'm still used to being like, oh, it's, you know, it's 1:57, it's 1:58, I should be getting out of here. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm glad people hopefully liked what was playing. Gramsy, I'm glad that you enjoyed what you heard. and like the songs I had to play for you, even if you thought they were corny, you little stinker. But yeah, I hope everyone's enjoying their Monday, has a good rest of their week, and continues to stay tuned. Monday's got a lot of really good stuff. We've got Epic Moth time around 9. I know that we've got a show by Maddie and Eli. I think it's 5 or 6. Danny's show at 9. They have a really cool show. And Ethan's show alternates, but I think is at 11 or 12 tonight. Anyway, Monday, really good day with a lot of good shows, so keep tuning in. Oh, and also Hot Tub Tapes at 3 or 4. I'm so bad at remembering the times, and I almost just cursed on air. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Keep tuning in, because I think Mondays are stacked. All days on the radio are good. Mondays are the best, in my opinion, though. And it's because I'm biased. But thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day. This has been 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio.
The stage is set, I lead you on, you play the con.